Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. This is the Affluent Entrepreneur Show for entrepreneurs that want to operate at a high level and achieve financial liberation. I'm your host, Mel Abraham, and I'll be sharing with you what it takes to create success beyond wealth so you can have a richer, more fulfilling lifestyle. In this show, you'll learn how business and money intersect so you can scale your business, scale your money, and scale your life while creating a deeper impact and living with complete freedom. Because that's what it really means to be an affluent entrepreneur. Hey there, welcome to this episode of the Affluent Entrepreneur Show. This is the beginning of a special series. You know, often I get asked, you know, what do you do in your 20s, your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s? What do we do? Depending on your stage or age in life. And the reality is that you can't figure out your wealth journey, the things you should be doing with your money, if you don't look at it from the context and the construct of where you are in your life, how much time you have left, and those kinds of things. So I decided to create a special series called Wealth by the Decade. And so I'm going to walk you through some of the key elements that you need to consider as you start to look at your wealth, depending on where you are in your life. Now, before you go jumping ahead and saying, well, I'm not in my 20s, or I'm not in my 30s, or I'm not in my 40s, and skipping those parts of the series, there's some valuable elements that build on each other going through the whole series. So I'm going to invite you to go through the absolute whole series, no matter what your age is, no matter what decade you're in. You know, it can also help that maybe you have children or grandchildren that need to hear some of this stuff. So I want you to go through all of it and take the notes. I'm going to walk you through a couple of things. Each decade, we're going to talk about the theme of that decade. We're going to talk about the focus for that decade. We're going to talk about the priority for that decade. We're going to talk tactically about what you need to do for that decade. And then we're going to talk about some cautions. What are the things you need to watch out for in each decade? This is going to be powerful. This is going to be incredible, I think, because it's one of the things that I get asked most often. But before we do that, I want to set up kind of the whole idea of wealth creation, at least the fundamentals, because no matter what your age or stage or whatever decade you're in, this applies. And so I want to talk about the wealth triad, the wealth drivers triad, and what are the stages, what I call the journey, the financial liberation journey, so you understand where you might be and what to do. So in order to do that, I'm going to actually jump to my iPad, and and walk through some of the things that I think we need to bring into bear. So here's the thing. When we start to look at this and we start to look at what drives wealth, because this is going to impact everything that you do, is that there are truly three wealth drivers that we can have that drive things. And so the first, and this is the thing that most people think that they need, and that is this. It is all about money. And I get it. We need to have money. We need to have income. We need to have money coming in to make that happen. But if you've watched me for any length of time, or if you've seen some of the work that I've done, it's not the money that's the sole contributor to building wealth. Look, we want wealth not because we want wealth. Now, some people may, but not me. I want wealth so it allows me to get behind the causes, to move my missions forward, to create a movement, to have the moments in my life and to control those moments. Maybe you're the same way. The reality is that the reason we want money, money is a result, it is not a purpose, is to fulfill a purpose. It could be to take care of our children, our grandchildren, to get behind a movement. It could simply be to sit back and say, I just want to control my life. Whatever it is, there's something beyond the money. And so although money is a necessary ingredient to building wealth, it's not the only ingredient, because we can have lots of money coming in, and if we have lots of money going out, we're not building wealth. So that's the one ingredient, first ingredient. The second ingredient that we need to consider is time. And that is this, is that, and I hear this all the time, you know, people that are younger, they're in their 20s or 30s or even their 40s and say, I got time. I got time. Or I hear people that are in their 50s and 60s and say, it's too late. I don't have time. Well, the fact of the matter is, time is what it is. It's a factor we can't control. We are either, we are at a certain age and stage in our life. Period. End of story. But, and I want you to hear this really clearly, it is never too early to start. Okay? It is never too early to start building wealth. Time is the greatest lever you have to creating wealth. So the earlier start, the easier it is. The less money we have to bring in. You know, it goes back to my whole Emily factor when we talked about my granddaughter being born. And the fact is that if all I did was put away, you know, $100 a month, $20,000 over 20 years, and just did that, she'll have $1.6 million by the time she was ready to retire. And it's because time did the heavy lifting, $20,000 to $1.6 million. If we started that at 30 or 40 or 50, it's a little bit of a heavier lift. Time is the greatest lever when it comes to your wealth building. Now, that also means this. The best time to get into the investing game, the best time to get into the wealth creation game is now. If we didn't do it yesterday, then now. Because here's the thing. If we don't get into it now, then it's just going to shorten the runway and it's going to make it a bit more difficult as we get older. Now, it doesn't mean it's impossible, okay? It just means it's more difficult. So why do the heavy lifting? Let time do the heavy lifting for you. So money, time, and number three, that nasty word, discipline. Let me tell you, this is the place where I think a lot of people fall off, is the discipline. You know, there's a study that was done, 10,000 millionaires, it was done, and literally the majority of those millionaires, they weren't like entrepreneurs. They weren't, you know, mega entrepreneurs that sold their companies for hundreds of millions of dollars. They were wage earners that consistently and persistently put money away over time in their 401k, in their investment accounts, everything. And they ended up becoming millionaires over time. Discipline is one of the greatest catalysts to building wealth. Here's the thing. Remember, I say wealth is not about the money. It is a behavioral issue. Well, discipline is about your behaviors. If we don't get in the game early, or if we don't get in the game now, whatever the age or stage you're at, and stay disciplined in the game of wealth creation, then what happens is you make money, you lose money. You make money, you build wealth. You lose wealth, you build wealth. But what happens is it's an up and down and you don't necessarily get ahead. So when you have the three key ingredients of money, time, and discipline, things shift for you. Now let's look at what happens when you have these things in place. Because if we truly have money and time, what it gives us is leverage. It gives us leverage. The time does the heavy lifting. Now I don't have to feel the burden of putting so much away. Time will do it. I'm going to give you some numbers as we go through each of the decades here. Okay. Now, when we have money and discipline, in other words, the discipline of our spending, the discipline of our earnings, and the discipline of our investing. We have money coming in, we have money going out, and we have money staying home, hopefully. And it's the money that's staying home, what we do with that, that starts to create the wealth, building the money machine that's going to give you the freedom, the wealth machine that gives you the freedom to choose, to have the option to work because you want to, not because you need to be able to decide whether you're going to take a project on or not, to decide that you're going to take a month off, like my son and his wife are doing, and going to Portugal. We're going to join them, you know, so those kinds of things. And what that means is that when you manage your income, your inflows and your outflows effectively, and what's staying at home, you're creating margin in your life, but you're doing it from a financial standpoint also. And so this starts to really drive things. Now, when you have discipline and time, what happens is you start to create habits, and those habits give you consistency. And this, my friends, this is the key. These are the three wealth drivers. When we start to understand how to manage all of these, and time is always going to be defined as now. It's never too early. It's never too late. It's now. Okay. So hopefully this makes sense to you. Now, there are stages to go through. And I've had so many people that say, what's my financial freedom number? Okay. What's my FI number, my FIRE number, all that stuff. And sometimes those numbers can get really large, which means that they feel so far away. And so you're in many cases sitting back saying, I don't think I never get there. But I want to bring something to you. I want to give you kind of the four stages, the four steps you have to go through. Because let's face it, whether you're in debt or whether you have hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, if we need to get to $1,000, we pass through $100. If we need to get to $10,000, we pass through $100, then that $1,000, then $5,000, and we get to $10,000. If we need to get to $1,000,000, we have to pass through the $100,000, the $1,000, the $10,000, the $100,000, the $500,000 to get there. Realize that it's a journey. It's not a destination. And there are milestones in this journey that I call the financial liberation journey. And I think that when you start to understand that all I'm trying to do is get to the next milestone, then I'll worry about the next milestone and then the next. When we turn around and say, I got to get to 5 million, if that's the number, it feels lofty and unreachable and impossible. And so too often we stop. We stop. But what we need to do is put little milestones that say, oh, I'm on track. I'm doing well. And then before you know it, your discipline, your money, and your time get you to the 5 million. And you go, gosh, how did I get here? Well, you got there by moving through the four stages of the financial liberation journey. So let's look at them. Because here's the thing. when we talk about the financial liberation journey, and this is financial liberation. This is the journey, the path. And so here's the thing. We have to move through each of the stages, and you might find yourself in one of these stages, and none of them are good, bad, or indifferent. It just allows you to understand where you are, what your focus is, and what to do next. And so hopefully that this will start to make sense to you and give you some ways to look at it. The very first stage that we have to pass through, that $100, if you will, is what we call, what I call financial stability. And what is financial stability? Financial stability is when you have enough assets generating enough income that it actually covers your necessities. And I mean necessities. That means the roof over your head, the food that you're eating, your medical, your transportation, your shelter, your clothing, the necessities, the bottom rung of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Once we have that, that's the stability. Those are the things that we need to take care of. Now all of a sudden you say, I'm stable. My necessities, my survival is covered. Okay. And if we have our survival covered, it gives a level of peace of mind. We know that we're okay. Now, it may not be the lifestyle we want. It may not be the lifestyle we have currently, but at least we're not on the street. At least we're not in debt. At least we're not struggling to just survive. So we need to get to that stability line first. And so if you're in debt or you're struggling, you're living check to check, there's some things that we need to do to get some things dialed in. We'll talk about those decade by decade. And then, because then once we get to the stability stage, we can move to the next stage. And that next stage is what I call financial security. And financial security, if financial stability is your necessities, financial security is your current expenses, your current lifestyle expenses, if you will. And so if I look at it, and let me just throw some numbers to it. If my survival, my rent or my mortgage, my medical, my food, my clothing, transportation, let's say that was $2,000. Okay, so I would need to generate enough income, $2,000. If I did that, then I am at the financial stability line. But that's just the necessities. What about things like Netflix and mani-pedis and other luxuries and the gym membership and all those things? Those are lifestyle expenses. Those are lifestyle expenses. They're not necessary. Now, I get it. You might say to me, Mel, it's necessary. I get it. All right. But the reality is they're not. But those are lifestyle expenses. This is where we have to get to for financial security, where we can support our current lifestyle. Hopefully this makes sense. So our current lifestyle is then supported. Now we have financial security because now we sit back and say, I can keep living this lifestyle without having to worry. And so if our necessities were $2,000, and let's say that in order to continue our lifestyle, including the necessities, it's $5,000, that means that I need $3,000 more. So your financial security is a total of $5,000, which is the $3,000 for lifestyle and the $2,000 for financial stability. Now we're doing well. Now we're at the security line. Now we know that our current lifestyle is safe. That leads us to stage number three. Stage number three is financial independence. So stage number three, financial independence, is where we have enough income being generated to replace 100% of the income that we currently have. So let's keep with the numbers. $2,000 for necessities, another $3,000 for for security. So that's a total of $5,000. But let's say you're earning $7,000 a month. Well, financial independence replaces the income that you have, which is $7,000, which allows you to pay for the expenses that are necessities and lifestyle and have money left over. Okay. And have money left over. So financial independence here is replacing the income. And let's say that that is $7,000. Okay. So that is the financial independence line, which then leads us to this last place, which is what I call financial freedom. The financial freedom is when we have the opportunity and the ability to fund our, what we call an affluence vision. When I work with people in the affluence blueprint or with my one-on-one clients, we create the vision for their life, the ultimate vision. So this is the lofty goals that allow you to do the things you want to do, get behind the missions, the movements, and do things without concern. This is the big kahuna, the big number that you're looking for. So it supports everything. So you're completely free. You can live life on your terms the way you want. Okay. That number could be anything, but we have to figure it out. Too often, we don't know what our target is, so we just keep running. I did that. And so the idea here is this, is that to understand that this is a journey that requires you to go through stages, and it's not just you jump up to financial freedom. So when we do this and when we look at the stages and the decades of our life, we start to look at it through these eyes to understand that I'm going to be, whether I'm at the stability stage or security stage or independence stage or freedom stage, we're at different stages. Totally fine. The fact that you know what stage you're at allows you to know what the next milestone is. So that's the financial liberation journey. And I think when you look at the three wealth drivers and the journey, now you understand some of the elements that come into play with building wealth. All right. So with that, let's jump to the decades. All right. So the first decade I want to talk about is the 20s. Okay. For some of you, including myself, it may feel like a long, long time ago, but let's talk about this. And I'm going to talk about each decade in a couple of different frames. One, what should your theme of the decade be? Two, what is your focus? Three, what is your priority? Four, what are the tactics to put in place? And five, what are the cautions? So when we look at this, we're going to talk about the roaring 20s. And as we start to look at this, listen, here's what the theme is for the roaring 20s, just so we look at it. It's really about clarity. That's the theme. Because the fact of the matter is, in our 20s, I don't know about you, but I was pretty well clueless in my 20s. I didn't know what I didn't know. But here's the worst thing is I actually thought I knew more than I knew. I thought I knew it all. I had the world by the horns. And so the theme here is about getting clarity about your direction, what your values look like, what you value in life, what you want life to be like, and really start to understand it. This is a place where we can get moved by our peers, by comparison, by the things that are going on. And if we don't have that clarity, it can lead us astray. I mean, these are our college years in many cases, and I've watched, you know, them offering credit cards to college students. It happened with me. And all of a sudden we find ourselves in debt. We take on a bunch of student loan debt. This is a place where we can get ourselves in a whole lot of trouble. So with that, clarity is the theme. What should your focus be? And so when we talk about the 20s, I think our focus is in a couple places. And this you'll see repeated throughout the decades. But the first thing is to understand why. Why do you want anything? You know? Are we chasing our dream? Are we chasing someone else's dream? Are we chasing our parents' dream? Are we chasing society's dream? What the media says, social media says? Clarity is important now to understand why you do these. Now, the why will probably change. This is you're in your 20s. So the focus, though, is to get clear on your why. And the second focus is to start building and educating yourself. I get it. You might be in school. You might be starting off a career, and it might be a career in, I don't know, engineering. It could be in medicine. It could be in art. It could be teaching. In other words, it may not be in the financial realm. But if we're truly going to take control of our financial destiny, the best time to do it is early on. Remember, time is one of the drivers. And the best way to do it is to get yourself educated. So part of this is going to be listening to podcasts or shows like mine. Stay with me on this journey. So we're on this financial journey together. This isn't about you becoming a financial whiz per se, but at least having enough understanding that you're empowered and that you can take control of your own financial destiny. So it could be watching shows, episodes, podcasts, books, taking courses and trainings, everything to start to understand and learn more about money, how money works, how investing works, the basics of it and everything. The focus here. So if we have the focus one on why, the second focus is on education. The third focus is getting on your feet. You're just starting out. This is all new to you. I remember when I came out of college and got my first job, and I was in my 20s, and they handed me this like HR packet, and I had to choose my doctors for the first time, my investments for the first time. I was lost. It hit me like a ton of bricks going, oh, it's real? I'm in life. Oh, no, now I'm on my own. So finding your direction is a focus. And then the last focus, I think, in the 20s is this idea of what do you want your life to be about? What do you want your life to be about? At least now. It'll change. You know, you meet someone, you get married, you start raising a family, life shifts. You know, when I had a son and now with the grandkids and, you know, wife, all things will shift and change. But for now, in other words, the focus is about being intentional with what you're doing with your life. So that leads me that if we understand the focus, that leads me now to the priorities. What are the priorities you should have? First off, and I can't hit this enough, don't wait when it comes to your wealth creation. Don't wait. Time is now on your side. For every dollar you put away at 20 years old, at 25 years old, it's at 20 years old, it's 80 times by the time you're retired. The magnification effect of time is astronomical. Okay? But watch what happens. When you put a dollar away at 20 years old, it's magnified by 80x by the time you retire. If you wait 5 years and you put it away at 25 years old, it's only magnified by 44 times. Now, this is still a huge number, but that 5 years almost cut it in half. My point is that even in your 20s, start the game. Okay, so your priority is to start the behavior of wealth creation. And that could simply be $5 a month, $5 a week, $10 a week. You're building the muscle by putting away. So if you're employed in a company that has a 401k, you get in the 401k. As little as you have to, but you get in the game. So priority number one, don't wait. It's you don't have time. Use time to your benefit. Priority number two, live below your means. Live below your means. And I know that you probably have heard that, but here's the place where we start to get ourselves in trouble. We come out of school. We get our first job. We want to feel good about ourselves. We go and spend on some crazy car that we probably shouldn't be buying. And now we have these $400, $500, $600, $700 car payments or more. Then we're buried with debt on something that's going to depreciate. And now we have a problem. We're living check to check for a lifestyle that we're creating for what? So We need to get used to living below our means and taking the difference and investing it in our future. That means that we're going to put money away on a regular basis. So the way you do that is making sure that I got income in, my investing is a priority, and then I build my lifestyle. Okay. You got nothing to do. You got no reason to impress people or do all of that. Live by your own intent. Okay. The third priority here is moving from a job type of mindset to a career and future type of mindset. What do I mean by this? Job is transactional. I'm going to give you time so I get a check. It's not building of a life, a career, a calling, or something greater. In your 20s, this is the time to start looking at how do I transition from a job mentality, transactional mentality, to a growth mentality, an expansive mentality of building a career, a future, a calling that you love coming to each and every day. Those are your priorities. Okay, those are your priorities. Get in the game and everything. So what tactically should you be doing? So tactic number one, okay, is this, is that when we talk about tactics, the first thing is I need you to get your what we call a comfort fund and peace of mind fund in place. This is gonna keeping you from crashing and burning if something happens financially or something happens with it. This starts out at $1,500 or 1 month's expenses. That's the comfort fund. I want you to get to start 6 months expenses, but I'd love it to grow to 12 to 18 months. I know that's going to take some time, but this is what's going to give you peace of mind. The pandemic didn't show us anything. It showed us that. It's time for you to get this in place. So if something happens, job loss or something, you have the ability to navigate navigate that. Okay. The other thing that I want you to look at is I want you to start putting 15 to 20% into investments. Build the muscle early. This is the tactics. These are the things that are going to start to drive everything. And I want you to make sure that in this process, if you're working for a company that matches, max the employee match. If they match 5%, at least you're going to get that in there. Max the match, get the free money. I know that there's a whole lot of people say, oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I want you to understand something. If your employer is willing to match the money you're putting in, that's like them putting $20 bills and $100 bills on the table and you walking by and not picking them up. I don't think you'd do that. If I sat back and started counting out some hundies, some Benjamin Franklins for you, and said, go ahead and take it, and you say, no, I'm good. But in order for you to take it, you got to match it. It's free money. Why wouldn't we do it? So get your comfort and peace of mind fund in place. Get yourself investing 15 to 20%. Into accounts. If you can put it in a Roth, I've got other trainings specifically on Roths. Max out the match and then make sure that the investing is going into low cost ETF or index funds. So you're not paying a ton of fees or target date funds. At least when you start out, it's easy, it's diversified, and we can get more complex later. We can get more nuanced later, but at 20 years old, we don't need to do that. Low-cost ETFs, index funds, target date funds, okay? And I have some training specifically on that, and I'll make sure that we hook it up here. And then this last tactic is I want you to put it on autopilot. That means that when you get paid, a portion is going to build the emergency fund automatically. It automatically transfers to a high-yield cash account. When you get paid, that 15 to 20% is automatically going into the 401k Roth or whatever it is, and is out of sight, out of mind. And you have in the process, when you make that move to that, it automatically gets invested into ETFs or index funds or target date funds. if they allow that. If not, you're going to have to manually do it on a regular basis. I want you to make it as easy for you to do it so you don't have to think about it. And these are the tactics that at 20, that's all I want you to do. Just to start out, if I can get you to get your comfort, peace of mind fund in place, you're investing on a regular basis, you're maxing out the match, you've got ETFs and a diversified portfolio that's being started to be built, and it's on autopilot, you're doing good. All right? Now, what are the hazards? What are the cautions that you need to have in place in this decade? The first one is I want you to be aware and beware of memes and get rich quick. Okay? You're going to hear all of it. The meme stocks, the trends, crypto, all that stuff. Oh, put it all in there and you're going to make a killing. Yeah, you might. You might. Or you might get killed. The GameStops, the AMCs, the meme stocks, okay? That stuff flies up and it flies back down. You know, Bitcoin went to 69,000 down to 19, lost two-thirds of its value. If that's what you're trying to do, that's speculation, that's gambling, I'm sorry. What we're talking about here is a long-term game that is sustainable wealth no matter what is going on in the economy. And as much as cryptos may have a place, it's not where you bet your whole future, as far as I'm concerned. Not yet. Not yet. So beware of memes. Beware of the those types of trends or things that haven't proven themselves out completely. It's easy to get caught in the flow. It's easy to sit back and say, oh my God, they made a killing. I'm missing out. FOMO starts to get into play. And all of a sudden you jump into something and it tanks. The second caution is to beware of destructive debt. What's destructive debt? Now, I'm not one that says that all debt's a demon. I'm willing to use debt, but I need to use it properly. It needs to be productive. Destructive debt is when we are financing our current lifestyle because we can't afford our current lifestyle. In other words, we're putting it on credit cards, we're putting it on loans, we're putting it on equity and equity like that. You are robbing your future to live a lifestyle today that you can't afford. Let me repeat that. You're robbing your future to live a lifestyle day today that you can't afford. And this is a challenge, especially in the 20s. I remember my brother and I, when we were in college and we were just coming out of college, we got a store credit card and we went to a mall. Those were places where you used to go shop instead of Amazon. And we went to a mall store to store and applied for cards. And we got this stack of store credit cards and got ourselves in trouble because we didn't understand it. But we put ourselves into destructive debt and it started to destroy our future until we could get out of it. So I want you to be aware of that. And number three, caution, is keep it simple. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. You don't need complex investment strategies. You need to keep it simple, make it easy, make it automatic, and just get in the game. That's what I want you to do in this decade of your life, in the 20s. If you've got kids, maybe you're not there. If you got kids, I want them to listen. I want them to get in the game. I want to make it easy for them. Think about this. My son and his wife, 32 and 30. They've got one child on their way. And at that age, they already have three homes and a multi-million-dollar net worth. Why? Because they got this. They got time on their side. They started early. They're disciplined and they're doing the work. They're going to hit 35, 36, 37, 38, whatever. They're going to be set for life. They're not going to need to work again. They will, but they will because they want to, not because they need to. That's what I want. All right. So I hope this makes sense. Listen, one more thing. What does it take for you to make $1 million at this age, at this stage, on average, age 25? All I need you to do is start putting away $150, $175, maybe $200 a month away and keep doing that. It'll get you there. But the bottom line is you got to get in. All right. I hope this helps. I look forward to seeing you in the next stage in the series where we get to talk about the 30s. This is the messy middle. Hey there, before you go, I've got something special for you as part of this series. is that I've got a special training that is coming up and a special training that I've done, and I want to give you access to both of them completely free. The first is my Affluent Entrepreneur Live that is premiering. I do it once a year. Once a year, it's going to be live, a deep dive on the priorities, the processes, the principles that you need to build your wealth machine. The second is my 10 days of money momentum. Okay. That one is something that I filmed already. It is a product, it's a program that we sell, but I want to give you access to that for free. All you need to do is click the link, go to affluencelive.com, and you will get a chance to register for the upcoming live event and automatically get access to the free training. I look forward to seeing you, helping you build your wealth, but get your mind right, your tactics right, your strategy working, and build the financial machine that you need to find financial. I look forward to seeing you. Cheers. Thank you for being a part of the Affluent Entrepreneur Show with me, your host, Mel Abraham. If you want to achieve financial liberation to create an affluent lifestyle, join the Affluent Entrepreneur Facebook group at melabraham.com/group. And I'll see you there. Cheers. Bye.